to Stargate Roundtable. A few technical challenges here on our Virgin Voyage. We're happy to have all of you with us. We are grateful that we are able to marry the BBS radio with our current conference call. It is just a joy to have the extended and the expanded family. As always, Stargate Roundtable is a place for us to practice learning how we might be governing ourselves in the future when we don't have a dictator, but we have a roundtable where we all share our talents and abilities to help make everything work better. So do we have Angel Sue on the line here? Is she able to do the opening meditation for us?
She did that, Marita.
Oh, she did. Okay. All right. Well, we'll go right in then to the hard news call, part of the call here, and let Rama tell us what's going on out there. The radio people have not heard anything yet, so can you start from the beginning there, Rama?
All right. I mean, what is going on out there in terms of the giant story and the little picture is that, as Tom Hartman put it this morning, 28, almost 29 years of voodoo economics is going down the tubes. People are waking up like never before, and they are demanding that these people be brought to justice. And according to our laws, that they be taken to The Hague and tried as war criminals and executed, and love them even more. And, I mean, the stories are unfolding of how Russ Baker came on earlier today. He wrote a book called Family of Secrets that goes head first down the rabbit hole into the Bush-Clinton crime family that is just horrendous, to put it mildly, in terms of what is unfolding. And as Tom Hartman is saying, people are waking up like never before. Obama did a magnificent speech from Oslo and was extremely humble, talking about how we need to move towards peace now. And I take it back to where he was at the UN, where he said, we are going to be a nuclear-free planet. And this is what is being said on a grander scale. Yet the war dogs of the old story called the Kali Yuga are being put to bed permanently. And Jack Rice is, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that.
No,
I'll hurry up, say hello. Okay, we're not connected, I sir, for
no,
some reason.
We are. Hello.
Okay, Mark, you want to take over for a little bit?
Yes, what we've got is two separate things here, and Beth hung up just now. Apparently she dropped off of the other line, and so we'll try to get her on BBS as well, or Skype.
That means I should go make a call.
Sorry for the interruption.
Hi, everybody. This is Beth.
Okay, we're all on Skype now.
All right. Okay, Rama, do you remember where you were?
You were. Go ahead. I was talking about Russ Baker and how the Family of Secrets is being revealed, along with the other stories of the last 28, 29 years of voodoo Reaganomics.
And what he said about having a nuclear-free planet.
Yes. Obama, I mean, he was incredible this morning, and he did not sit down with the King of Norway, which is interesting. He declined that meeting. And all of these are old family bloodlines that go back to the time when the Admiral walked on the planet known as Yeshu. And
don't I detect a little hanky-panky with the dark side there? In other words, are they subject to The Hague as well? Something.
I think that there are many fish that are frying right now in their own stew because they know the gig is up.
I just know that I was looking at their faces as they were panning across the screen today and today. It didn't look exactly happy.
Well, no. Saint Germain said in his last statement on this subject is that most, if not all, the royals would be resting.
And what I have been experiencing out there and hearing in a way in which we are rapidly moving into zero point, and I'll just put it bluntly, the energies, the timelines, what is happening is the fact that all the indigo crystal children are showing up with their gifts and abilities to counteract the story that is the old timeline called the Kali Yuga, which is coming to an end. And in what this entails is revealing all the secrets from the Temple of Silence that has not been talked about. And that is the last 100 years where they removed a billion people from planet Earth. And the story of our galactic brothers and sisters, where they only tell fake news on all the major corporations. The real news is on free speech and WorldLink TV. And the rest, you have to take your chances. What is being said out there by these folks, in no uncertain terms, these folks are being brought to justice right now in the midst of the whole story. Jesse Ventura last night did his story on 9/11, and it laid it out in lavender concerning 9/11 as an inside job. They would not let him go into a certain section of Kennedy Airport where there are still steel girders that are sitting with the dust on them from 9/11, the day it occurred. Within those dust particles, let's just say, all the stories are told. And there is more than heaven and earth moving right now in terms of all of these stories leading into the one. Let's just say I met a group of indigo crystal children today, courtesy of the Poppy Lady, and these people are right out of the series Heroes. This is not a joke. This is real. I mean, I watched a man walk across a room in the air today. I watched a little girl, 10-year-old, cut her finger off. In 3 minutes, it grew back. I am not kidding. These are the realities that are unfolding right here, right now. And I pass the talking stick to Tara.
Okay, and I just wanted your ear on this, everyone. We were just discussing this morning what happened with Rasputin in this big story. And so Rama said, well, I have something for you. And you found the story of the pineal gland.
The pineal gland is a stargate, and it's a short 10-minute video about how the pineal gland works in conjunction with our gifts and abilities that are showing up right now that are being integrated exponentially fast at the speed of light into our mainstream reality. And how that is affecting people on certain levels. It is going to the level where people sometimes feel like they are having waves of energy move through them so that they almost think they're going into cardiac arrest. And they call the ER or 911 and they end up, talking to the guy with the flippers. And he's saying, there's nothing wrong with you. And you're going, what is wrong with me? And you start to figure out you're going through ascension symptoms. This is affecting everyone. How this affects the indigo crystal children is they're waking up and having the abilities that all of our legends and stories talk about. And nobody's talking about this except the extreme fringe groups, as they call us, because they don't want to deal with us because we know the truth. And I pass the talking stick to Tara.
Okay, now coming back to this Rasputin story here, there is a quote at the beginning of his words, and it says, in the coldest regions of space, the monstrous entities of the Dru Tahad, that's O-G-D-R-U, and then another word, T-A-H-A-D, the seven gods of chaos, slumber in their crystal prisons, waiting to reclaim the earth and burn the heavens. Now, that's a heavy-duty concept.
And what this is coming from is the stories of the jinn, in the sense that the jinn, when we did 9/11 and we blamed it on Afghanistan and invaded Afghanistan and then Iraq, we did not, in a sense, ask permission to enter the gate of Persia, which is the gate of Ishtar. And you honor the jinn when you go through the gate of Ishtar. And we did not do that. And at that level, the jinn are very angry, yet things are smoothing out with all the stories out there, because Mother has, let's say, diplomatic immunity, and she can handle this situation with Metatron and Michael and Maitreya. And all of this leads up to how the Stargates get revealed, and our military tells the truth about how we've been having first contact with galactic beings forever. Stargates have been going on forever. This is just a normal part of galactic society, yet we've been out of the loop because we got usurped 65 million years ago by a group of folks who decided they wanted to play hardball, and they invaded and occupied planet Earth to this day. And these are these Illuminati families that are saying, bye-bye, I passed the talking stick to Tara.
Okay, so to finalize this, there has been noticed that within the pineal gland, you might say it's the entrance to the gateway to the nine stars above the crown.
Right.
Which is talking in 2009 about this is the time for the spirit molecule. And this is what's said here. There's been research been done by this. And on Saturday, we're going to play some of this stuff. And even on Friday, as it's appropriate. It was very intelligent. Now, what we're talking about here is going through with a understanding of the nonlinear world where we are going, which is called the divine feminine of no time, merged in earth. And that means the heavens and the illusion that there's a separation are very importantly to be noticed. I hope we're on here. There's been a lot of some noises. Is there somebody that can say we're on here?
Yes, sir, you are. You are on here.
Okay, so I'm going to read this again. So
the only question I have, are people on the conference call on the phone lines, are they hearing us? Does anybody have access to that to know if that's happening?
I have access to it. Yes, it's good.
Okay, somebody just said on that a listener on free conference said that the two lines are breaking off, both Tara and Rama speaking over each other. I don't know what that means.
Well, they're here in the same room.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Tara.
We're all on the same line in the same room. Is that something you need to technically tell us about in terms of how we speak?
Just go ahead for now, and we'll see if we can figure it out later.
Okay. So this is the quote about the experience that this dear gentleman had on this working with DMT.
Which is produced by the pineal pituitary gland.
Naturally.
Every single night when we go into the deep delta theta state, our brains produce enough DMT to, you know, go on 1,000 journeys. Yet it's also when we go through the experience of leaving this physical temple, massive amounts of DMT are produced by the pineal pituitary gland. And what this story is talking about is how this is hooking up with the crystalline matrix of the pineal pituitary gland that hooks up to, as you call it, Mark, the 13th gateway.
Right, that's what DMT opens.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I'll give you a little hint before I read the quote, that the visitor that this gentleman had that was in this quote is from our sister planet Venus.
Yes.
And she, in this story, and so then we'll read now, okay? So, it was very intelligent. It wasn't at all humanoid. It wasn't a bee, yet it seemed like one. It was showing me around the hive. It was extremely friendly, and I felt a warm, sensual energy radiating throughout the hive. I decided it must be a wonderful thing to live in a loving and sensual environment such as that. It said to me that this was where our future lay. This is a volunteer report, and it's DMT, the spirit molecule. Paranormal phenomena might become an acceptable topic with this research.
And I would just add to that, that it will not be research. It will be actual experience by all of the people on this call, and it will seem normal, not abnormal, or not unusual.
And you know what? Because this is already our experience now, then our faith can be strengthened in this reality, which is the switching that's going on right now. The illusion is material world. And that was Madame Blavatsky's work as well. She singularly was able to bring these material mindedness and the power of money with greed and all of that involved to the entire 18th century banker Rothschilds and for all the royal 13 families. And Saint Germain and Ketumi and Joao Cool, etc., came through her and were in the room. There's a photograph, a literal photograph of this that is a reality. So we, the ones that are sisters and brothers with those bankers and catching them in the rye, you might say, might be our job, and to do it the way it's being done. And look what we saw in Norway. We saw the entire royalty of those 13 families looking like they were facing The Hague, and Barack Obama was addressing them with this kindness and
humbleness.
This is forgiveness. That's what the world needs right now, is forgiveness for all transgressions you may have experienced in the past, as it was never real. So now that we can replace our illusion with imagination, what's that very wonderful singer?
Imagine all the
people. Our brother.
Okay, I pass the talking stick, Commander, to... Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this is Mark, and we had an unusual request today from Ashtar, Commander Kartan, and the King of Swords to deliver a message from each of them, a short message from each of them. And we would like to do this at this time because we will have another message from Metatron that we would share just before Mother comes on. So if you will indulge me, I will add to the hard news part of this from Commander Kartan from Mars. This is him speaking. I am Kartan, Commander of the Cosmic Secret Service. I am from Mars, and I have a coordinated effort with the King of Swords on Earth and with Commander Soltek with the Intergalactic Communications and with Captain Ashtar with the Galactic Federation. We have brought through this Stargate portal. He was speaking about the Norway Stargate portal of yesterday morning. Several motherships. Some are from Mars, and several are from Andromeda. We have come here to occupy the stargates of Earth in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. We are preparing for a time of world peace. We will be sending the soldiers home, and they will no longer have to defend the stargates. We are in place to do that as Earth goes through this transition. This operation will last for 72 hours when we round up all the remaining dark hats, and we will escort them out of Earth's atmosphere to their new destinations. And some of them are going to Herculobus, and some of them are going to the Scorpio black hole. We are the backup for an operation which has continued for some months now. We bring the muscle to finish the job, meaning there are more resources to help with the removals. As we finish this at the end of 12-12, there will be a shift into a higher vibration. We are honored to be here, and it's this way now, Commander Kartan. Then Ashtar comes on, and this is his message. Greetings. There are amazing changes happening now. And what did you expect? When you saw the videotape of the Vortex portal in Norway, did you feel excited? Did you feel the Galactic Federation is out there with our ships? Did you feel that this might all be happening, just like we've been telling you? Well, it is. This story about arrests, decloakings, and Nisara has been talked about for a long time. Now, the time is here. Why should you be surprised that a portal opened to let in more ships? If you are experiencing a heart opening with this news, that is as it should be. Go with the feeling. Use this energy to dream up the changes you would like to see in your world and focus on them now. Allow these dreams to flow into manifestation with joy. We have been working behind the scenes with these galactic forces, and we continue this partnership as we prepare for the disclosure and announcements. Peace. Ashtar. And the final brief message is from the King of Swords. Here is his message. There are negotiations in place now, which will be settled in days, for Jerusalem to declare peace. I want to repeat that again. There are negotiations in place now, which will be settled in days, for Jerusalem to declare peace. Jerusalem will become the capital of two states, Palestine and Israel. We will live in a world where we honor each other's cultures, religions, and politics while acknowledging that we are one race, humanity. This is the next step that must be a part of the sequential flow as we end all wars across this planet. There are operations like this one in strategic places that are bringing an end to centuries of conflict as we cross the change point and bring peace to Earth. King of Swords. And I pass the talking stick.
Well, thank you, Mark, for bringing all of this information through. I have several questions from our listeners that have asked, and I don't know which one of you wants to answer this. Since you're all there together, you can take turns. But the questions that so many are confused about, we've talked about ascending, ascension, thinking we are going someplace. And now they're saying that we're staying here and those that aren't ready yet are going someplace. Can you understand a little more about that? Because I'm getting more emails about that I think than most anything else.
If it's okay, I would like to answer that, Mark, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Everybody, we have been flooded with emails. Rama has, I have, Mark has, Tony D at Welcome the Light has, and Marita has. And so we went to Metatron this afternoon and we asked for an explanation, and that is what we will be sharing with you. He gave very specific details explaining it in a way that we feel is will clear up a lot of these questions. So if we could just hold off on that until later, that's what we'll be sharing just before Mother. And we thank you, everybody, for your question.
I would like to repeat just what I just got through reading for Commander Cartan. And he said, as we finish this, at the end of 12-12, there will be a shift into a higher vibration. That is actually fifth dimension. We are honored to be here and assist this way now. So hold that in the back of your mind, because this is, as we say, Beth just got to telling you, we've got another message explaining more details about how this works, and that'll be just before Mother. But right now, in these early messages, they're repeating this, that yes, we are upshifting on this planet. And we'll talk about the rest later. I pass the talking stick.
Okay. For those of you who are on the conference call, if you wish to ask a question, you can hang up from the conference call or dial in on a second line, and we have a way for you, and you will be able to hear the call while you're in queue waiting to answer ask your question. You can call in to 530-413-4511. And there are three numbers here I'm going to give you, and they're all the same except the last two digits on each one. So the second one, 530-413-4515. And the third one is the same except for the last two digits, which is 20. So if you wish to call in and ask a question, you can do that, and you will be able to hear the call while you're on hold in the queue, and you can ask your questions that way. For the rest of you who may not have heard at the beginning, we do have a guest tonight. Dr. Teresa Dale will be our guest, and she will be speaking about hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and whatever else we ask her. She's a wonderful educator and will be, and we have about 10 minutes before that. Now, Mark, I know you thought you would do your little 10-minute thing a little later, but we do have 10 minutes now that you could do it, but if you think it fits better later, that's okay.
We would like to do it just before Mother, so that Mother can make any comments, because it's a subject that everyone has personal interest in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any, I know we always have questions. Those that are on the conference call line, are you able to call in and ask your question? It is time to pass the talking stick. I'll repeat the phone number one more time, 530-413-4511. And the last four digits for the next phone number, 4515. And the next phone number, 4520. So please call in and we'll patch you through and you'll be able to ask your question and we'll try out this new technology of marrying these two conferences. Okay, we're back on. Do we have Dr. Dale on the line? Looks like we do have a call, someone asking a question.
Marita, I understand that Dr. Dale's online too.
And there was a person named Dawn.
To finish this recording.
And there was another person that we understand called. Tell them, Mark.
Dawn from San Jose is on line 3.
Yeah, this is Dawn. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your question?
Hi. Okay, so perhaps this is going to be answered tonight, but I have been very curious about this.
To re-record
in my own path.
If you need something else.
What is the recording?
No, wait a minute.
Is that another
phone line? Go ahead with your question.
Okay.
Recording a message. To simply leave the message.
I'm not recording a message, but anyway, I obtained a crystalline body about 20 years ago, and it was way early compared to what's happening now, and it was a very lonely experience. So I decided to begin to eat food so that I could socialize with people and polluted the body, and it began to age and so on. So I'm like everyone else needing to go through the ascension process. And I have a question. If we're going into fifth dimensional abilities, why would we need bioidentical hormones? And if we're going to have Lord Arcturus here, for example, with his healing abilities and his ships, again, why would we need to take bioidentical hormones and this kind of thing? I would love to receive an answer to that.
Marita, well, if it's
well,
okay,
I would really like to answer
that, Marita, if that's possible.
Okay. Yes, I'll let you contribute. I will also tell you that Dr. Dale will not be telling you to do that, but that's what the medical field is telling you to do, and so she's an educator, she's a homeopath, and she will not be telling us to do that, so just so you know. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, I think this is an excellent question, Dawn, and I'm so glad you brought it up. The thing is that everything that we do for healing in complementary and alternative medicine, including the self-healing techniques with Lord Arcturus, they are all energy. Now, Dr. Dale is a homeopath, which means it's not chemical medicine. It's not the same as what they're selling as the hormones, which are allopathic drugs. And I did, some years ago, own my own line of children's homeopathics. They're all natural. And they are to take the place of the allopathic drugs, which are so toxic. And what we have to remember is that everybody's at a different state of health. And so some people will be choosing a remedy for them that is suitable for them, and it will not be acceptable to others. Some people use homeopathy as an adjunct to massage and herbs and a lot of other things. So the information Dr. Dale has to present is helpful to people who are suffering from this, and others will choose to only use the self-healing techniques by the Galactics. And some people have more success with one thing than another, so it's a good idea to hear all the different things that are available. And in some cases, homeopathy does a brilliant job in certain things. So I hope that helps you, Dawn.
It does help. I know that when I achieved the crystalline body over 20 years ago, my organs moved. It was a very felt experience. And, you know, I didn't need food because the breathing was the food. And it was very ecstatic and amazing, and I can't wait to have it back. And I just remembering how it was and how it came about, it wouldn't have seemed that I would have needed medicine, but of course I had a lot younger body then too.
I think it's important that we distinguish the difference between allopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine. Homeopathics are completely natural. They are prepared a different way. It's an attenuated herb, and it is a medicine that has been used in Europe for 200 years. It's also used in South America and around the world. It's very inexpensive. It's completely not toxic, completely 100% natural. And, for example, with children, homeopathics work brilliantly because their bodies don't have a buildup of toxins. And so the homeopathics work for small ailments like sore throat and earache and fever very quickly in children. And so they do have their benefits, and they are not the allopathics. So what Dr. Dale is talking about is to replace what they're offering from the doctors with something that's natural. And so that may be a distinction that people didn't understand before.
Thank you very much. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Dawn. Great question.
It is, and many, many years ago when we first started studying this back in the mid-70s, Dr. Bill Tiller talked about the fact that once you get past 12 succussions or 12X, there is not one complete molecule of the original substance left. It is only the energy of it. And so that can help us understand why it's not toxic in the same way that the drugs might be. Did you have any more to add to that, Beth, yet, before Dr. Dale comes on here?
Yes, I think this is very important. I have people contacting me for healings, and they are suffering from some very serious things. And when they're looking for answers that are not from the medical community, what we talk about is that everything is energy. And so you know, all the other guests that I've heard Dr. Dale say this, I've heard Lloyd Mears say this. I don't remember the guy who had the clay. He also said it. I say it. The Galactics say it. Everything is energy. All of these healing methods work. The very important thing is to look inside, go into your gut feeling, and find out, feel for yourself what will work for you. And often what works the best is approaching it from a spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional levels. And it doesn't hurt to try different things. And the more things you use to work on one problem, the better effect you're going to have. And that's what I love about the self-healing techniques from the Galactics. They are just simply connecting with yourself and healing yourself. And so the point here is that everything is energy, and that's why it works.
And that is so true. I mean, what we have been told for many, many years is that everything is energy, and what we're striving for is a balance in everything. I was told that we would be using light, color, and sound, but in a new way. We've done a lot of sound therapy. We've used color. And, you know, it is, everything is just energy. And if we can understand that and realize that it is not, it's not the way we have been taught here with our chemical brothers in charge of things, because that's the only thing that they had. So that is all that's all that we know. I'm going to mute out a little bit here, see if we can get a hold of Dr. Dale. So Beth or Mark or Rama there, can you take over for a moment, please?
Yes. I see we have a caller. We have a question on line one, so let's take that.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
This is Bill from Colorado.
Hi, Bill.
Anyone can answer this. Maybe Mark's the best. My question is, are we going to have ET disclosure before the decloakings? And has anyone given you any kind of time frames when we might have the disclosure?
Well, that is something that is being determined as we speak. And obviously they don't want to tell the other folks, give away Barack Obama's, what one of his trump cards here.
Okay.
Understand with this portal that opened yesterday, and anyone that has not read that story, the original ones, we had a member on Galactic Roundtable, Astrid, who took her own pictures, and she sent them in, and they're better than the professional ones. And they're on Galactic Roundtable and also on Welcome the Light and on Yahoo Groups, our site there. So this is good information. And if you heard, and later here just a little bit from now, you're going to hear a message from Metatron.
Okay.
And he's going to be talking about this. So I don't want to upstage that or any of these other ones, including the president.
Okay.
Because he has an exact plan, and we're not to reveal that, and that's for him to do.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure, although I will add one more thing. We were told all the way since the early 90s is that within a week of the enactment of Nasara, we will have a landing. Rama?
I will concur, Commander.
And, you know, we can ask Mother.
And I will say that Tom Hartman today brought up two stories talking about galactic in nature. One was about this man who is in Denver, who is, he's got a petition to pass, to get on the ballot and pass it into law, that there would be a group of folks that would be like an ambassadorial kind of welcoming committee in Denver, Colorado, to welcome the Galactics. And also, I mean, he's talking serious about this. He's been on David Letterman. There's shows on YouTube talking about this ET presence being, you know, announced. Also, Tom Hartman talked about Carl Sagan and his wife. And his wife just put out 39 videos talking about Galactic First Contact and how she was instrumental in getting the music that was permanently put on those metal discs that went on Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 that are beyond our solar system at this time. I passed the talking stick.
Well, there was a note that we just received that Dr. Dale has been in a seminar for the last 2 hours, and they're trying to call her on her cell phone now. So I'm sure she's trying to finish up one thing to get on the other.
So we will just continue, and I guess the hour will be short.
If we don't get her in the next few minutes, we'll go right into our next hour's presentation, which we'll have Mark do Mark and Beth do their 10-minute thing, and then we'll bring Mother in, and we'll just go on if we can't get the connection made here. So,
well, you might try to ask if there are any more questions out there.
That's what we've just done. So we'll see if anyone wishes to call in again. I'll remind you. The phone number is 530-413-4511. And the next line is exactly the same, except for the last two digits, which is 15.
You have D. Schmidt from Arkansas on line 3.
Okay. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, hi everyone. I'll tell you, today I was so excited. I just walked around on air. Anyhow, it was wonderful. My question is, when we wake up December the 12th, are we going to be ascended, or is it December the 13th?
I'd like to answer that. December 12th is not about being ascended, because that's an ongoing process throughout the galaxy, throughout the universe, and it will continue after 5D. We'll go up to 6, 7, 8, and it's infinite. December 12th is not a date for ascension. December 12th is a date when the all the ones who are not staying will be leaving. Mark, would you like to add to that too?
Well, as I said earlier, from the message from Commander Cartan said that the end of 12-12, what would happen is there would be an upshift in energy. That is not ascension. It is on the path of ascension, but it is a vibration upshift to fifth dimension, but not full fifth dimension. In other words, every dimension has a 10-point scale from 5.0 to its midpoint, which is 5.5. All dimensional shifts occur at that point. In other words, it becomes permanent. And then you continue on up, as Beth was just saying, and that is virtually infinite. We don't know the end of it. It is not numbered. It just is a continuous expansion process that will go on. It will include more each time. So we, as we're in first grade, we have subjects there. When we go to third grade, there are more subjects. And they're not only more, but they're also coming to us at a higher level of understanding and refinement. This is all through any educational system. This is the way it works. So we will be taking that upshift, and all on the planet that remain on 12-13 will be in the fifth dimension. So, yes, we will have arrived, and that is definitely Terra Nova. All that are not, did not pass their test, who chose not, said they were not ready for Terra Nova, will be relocated to their appropriate place. and nothing is ever denied its sole choice. And that's what's been going on for some time now, Mother, and all of the others have been reviewing every soul record. And this is so extensive that we had a special program just on that subject. And Kuan Yin and many others have worked with each individual soul, and including Anubis, who had to make the decision. And he looked at what they could tolerate and what they're willing to tolerate, and then showed them their options if there were any. And so this has been very, very kindly, generously, and healingly presented.
I was going to say, too, that these the separation of the wheat from the chaff is one thing.
Right.
And the chaff is what's being dealt with on that big world court of justice and the international court of justice. I mean the ICC, International Criminal Court, which is connected to the UN. Yet remember that Lady Master, as we call her, Lady Master Nada, the special representative of the World Court, plus the head of the Solar Tribunal on Saturn, is at the UN, and what you might say is there's a transfer of power going on, which means that it's probably done already because, you know, the UN was spearheaded with the idea of keeping Hitler in power, including the plans for having Bill Clinton be that power and be used by Bush Sr. and Henry Hines Kissinger. And who talked about him? Benjamin Fulford. And this represents rooting all the Nazi warlords, and that's already done and complete by and according to Benjamin Fulford, which is a very critical, major part because he brings closure to all the controlling reptilian fingers within Faction 2. Who are in Faction 2? All the people of every polity, of every country on Earth. Why? Because the collaboration of the Vatican overlords with the Kennedy-Rothschild overlords of Turtle Island, in combination with the fake Red Queen of England. And then we've got in here, we've got the Denmark's piece, you know, just recently here at the couple of days ago in Copenhagen, Amy reported that the British, the United States, and Denmark got together. Now you can see that Denmark is really in the 13 families, everybody. These are the same European family, old world Rothschilds versus the new world Rothschilds.
And I'll just say that, I'll just say that Queen Beatrice is about to be a fading film star on TNT.
I noticed that we have another.
We have another. Yes, we do have another caller. Go ahead. Looks like Carol. Yes, we can hear you. Ask your question, please.
Hi, my question is, I'm just trying to get an understanding. Are you saying that this physical body that I'm in right now, I will not be the one who ultimately decide whether I'm going to ascend? It's a spirit that dwells within me right now. We'll have that ultimate choice.
I think I understood. It was really hard to hear your question.
Yes.
I think you're asking if you don't have any authority with your body. You have all the authority. Only the authority that we call you must be understood here. Your lower ego is not your authority. Your high ego is. Your lower heart is not. Your high heart is. Your lower mind is not. Your higher mind is. Your lower spirit which is called the fourth dimension, where all your astral stuff can exist, is not. And now that means your high spirit. So there is a difference now, completely different. And it cannot ever go back to this again. It has to be understood. So you are in charge of your body at those higher levels, which means that the laws of nature and nature's God must be honored in the knowingness that your body has an essence of its own that must be honored as you are, because you're one. And you actually created your physical body by your first thought that said, I am choosing this for my father and this for my mother before birth, and that I am going to walk the path before them. What does that mean? I'm going to take the nether rung of the ascension coil, which is called right now the seventh incarnation of the seventh root race consciousness, through the experience, life experience that was brought here for this now point 2,000 years ago by someone we call the man with the plan, which was an absolute galactic intervention, which was done by Sananda Kumara himself, where he overlaid and then merged first the dove of the baptism. John the Baptist was a galactic being in the Old Testament called Elijah. Elijah of the Old Testament is a prophet, and that prophet from the Old Testament who predicted then where we're going from there to now, where the Yeshu prophet was, where he came back. And he brought in the Shekinah, or the dove, which is the actual energy of the one we're going to get to talk to very soon, Mother Sekhmet. It's an emerald green ray of healing, both the planetary, physically, in our own beings, in all of nature, and in the entire Maseroth, everybody, where the experiment began in antimatter. And all of that is being wrapped up all in one Christmas present. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's you and me. That's who we are, Past Talking Sick.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we are thanking everyone who's called in here. It doesn't appear that we're going to be able to make connections with Dr. Dale tonight, so we'll have her on at another time. So if I know some of you, I have several people that had especially tuned in tonight because they wanted to listen to her, but since we have some technical challenges here of getting her on the line for whatever reason, I know she was teaching another seminar in the 2 hours just before she was to come on here. So, Mark, would you like to do your 10 minutes or whatever you have there, and then we'll ask Mother Sekhmet to come in, and we'll just continue as though, and then we'll have some time for more questions after that.
Okay, thank you. Beth and I this morning were contacted by Archangel Metatron, and he said we need for you all to do more work. And one of the things that we were working on out of body has to do with this current separation of part of the film layers from the other film layers. And he's going to talk about that, and he wanted to share this now, and we would like her mother also to explain anything that might be involved with this that others might want to ask some questions about. What
Mark,
he's talking about...
Mark, yeah. I'm sorry, I thought you were going to begin, but I just want to add something for the new callers. This may be something you will have to suspend your disbelief and listen with an open heart. And what Metatron is talking about here is becoming multidimensional. And you will not be able to process this if you're thinking linearly. Linearly is what I'm trying to say. If you're thinking about time and space, then it will be harder to understand this. But if you remember that you are a multidimensional being living in a multidimensional world, that will make it easier to understand. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Beth. This is, as Beth said, a difficult thing to wrap your head around, but if you wrap your heart around it, it's a lot easier because almost all of the good stuff is going to be felt, and it will come, and you will open up your heart, and your knowing will come forward, and your remembrance of things that you have not had access to thus far because it wasn't time. So now let's hear what Metatron has to say about the separation of the worlds. He's talking to Beth and I right now, and he said, you and Mark have seen enough today to understand the worlds are dividing. This earth is creating a parallel earth, and this is done as part of the ascension process of earth. This parallel earth already exists. The things and people which are moving to that parallel earth will simply project their physicality into another place in time, which is better known as the dimension. How does that happen? By focusing thoughts into a certain place. For example, worrying about bills, putting down other people, being angry at a stranger who just cut you off, jumping to conclusions about the neighbors, feeling you must gratify with possessions, stepping on another's feelings. Those are examples. These examples of petty thoughts are what hold a person to a certain vibration. That's simple. For the past 3 decades, in other words, 30 years, those in the angelic realms have been sending messages to all who will listen to focus your thoughts on love, forgiveness, peace, right action, just to name a few. We have warned again and again the importance of forgetting about petty things and raising your vibration to higher thoughts. Thoughts are things. You are creator gods. Some of you have created an ascended earth of peace. Those desiring to live on the ascended earth have done so by projecting their energy for the highest good of all involved. Those desiring more duality have consistently and persistently focused their thoughts on duality. And so it is. The co-creation of duality consciousness has made way for a massive shift of souls to the parallel earth and to other planets. Some of these have been mentioned, like Wolf 359, Herculobus, and others. This transition will be as seamless as going out of body, which you do every night when you fall asleep. And then you have in your dream state, that's also that same place. These people will begin to project their physicality onto another dimension, and they will be as unaware of it as when you are in a dream state. You don't know you're in a dream state usually, unless you happen to catch little smidgens of it as you are coming back into your body. This new place is in every way identical to Earth, and they will not know they are projecting themselves somewhere else. The other thing that will take place is there will be decloakings, and those who stay here have created it to be so. The ones in your group worried they will be missing a family member who is not, as you say, awake and aware, will be surprised, and you will be surprised after their half-step increase when they will suddenly grasp everything. This is what we mean when we say no one will be left behind. 2.9 billion is a lot of people. What we would like you to have compassion for are the starving ones, the ones who suffer systematic rape, the homeless refugees, the orphans, the ones who are extremely ill and living in the desert, the children living on the streets in cardboard boxes. These are the ones who will be projecting their physicality into another place. They will be put onto another planet to continue their duality lifestyle as long as they feel necessary for their own soul growth. There are others in this group, but we do not want to limit with generalities. Here is what is important. For the hours between now and the end of 12-12-09, I'll just want to repeat that. For the hours between now and the end of 12-12-09, be mindful of your thoughts and your actions and be love. Soak in all the love this open portal is now allowing. Send love and light to the ones needing compassion who are leaving. This is helping raise the vibration of Earth in ways that will bring about the changes that you seek. We have asked you to meditate again and again because it focuses your thoughts on leaving duality behind, embracing love and all that goes with it. It increases the healings needed to move to the next step. And you know, here we've been telling you that when Beth will later on be doing the 12-12 meditation that was channeled by Sananda and Mother Sekhmet. And in that, Mother offers each one of you a core healing. And that is one of the greatest healings you can have because it goes beneath the garbage. All the stacked up stuff on top of things that have been buried and goes beneath it and finds the source of fear and pulls that out, extracts that. So we call it a core fear matrix removal. And Mother will probably mention that again, maybe. We want as many of you prepared as possible for the love portal of December 21st, 2009, which is coming after this one. And so let's just look at that next one. The Stargate Love Portal of Winter Solstice, December 21st, 2009. We are moving through the triad of portals now. 11-11 we experienced, 12-12-09, and finally 12-21-09. The 11-11 portal was about individual change. The 12-12 Stargate portal opening involved changes with groups, within groups.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen on 12-9-09 yesterday, a vortex open in the sky over Norway, which is a celestial sign and also a Stargate portal opening allowing in vast starships from another galaxy. These ones are here on Earth from the cosmic forces of light to assist the galactics already here in massive joint operations for completion. This operation will last for 72 hours, and then this portal, that is the one that opened yesterday morning over Norway, then this portal will close. Simultaneously and synchronistically, there is a burst of love energy pouring onto Earth and everything on her, which will affect a shift in change point. It is wise to embrace this high energy time and allow as much love as possible into your system to raise your frequency as high as possible. Also, turn away from troubled thoughts, even if just for a day or two. Take a holiday from worry. Meditate more. Go inside and be in touch with your true identity. As you raise your thoughts, you release old programs and become prepared to meet your twin flame in the physical. That should get a few people's attention. The December 21st Stargate portal is about completion. This is the time when we will be living on an ascended Earth, that is fifth dimensional Terra Nova. This takes place 9 days after 12-12-09, when all who cannot sustain their vibration here will project their physicality somewhere else. 12-12-21-09 is when the Earth will be fully prepared to coexist with the galactics. Again, that's a very important statement. On December 21st, Earth will be fully prepared to coexist with the galactics. This portal opening will happen to allow in more ships from other dimensions who will come here to live on Earth side by side with all who are here. They will be carrying the massive equipment and technology needed to change the Earth, to free her up pollution, to bring water supplies to desert areas, medical technology for healing, and training facilities where mentors and advisors, these are galactic mentors and advisors, will work with those living here. These ships may come in either cloaked or decloaked. That depends on when disclosure takes place. We always say, no dates, no nukes, and no floops. That signal will come from Admiral Sananda and Captain Ashtar. This portal opening will be close to the time of decloakings, and decloakings could happen before or after this. In other words, when the Admiral and the Captain tell it that it's time. A week after decloakings, there will be landings. These ships will enter through this portal, through this, and be in place for landings and the very quick conversion to Terra Nova. There are already millions of ships surrounding Earth and in place for decloakings. The 12-21-09 portal opening marks the time when the vast motherships from our universe and beyond will be ready to lend support and be here physically for landings when the time is right. The December 21st, 09 Stargate Love Portal is about completion of the old and new beginnings. Metatron. And I pass the talking stick.
Well, thank you, Mark. We will, we see we have some questions online, but we will do a Q&A after we have Brahma Channel Mother segment here. So, Brahma, whenever you're ready, we will allow you to share with us, and then we'll take some questions after that.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, Mother.
Greetings. In the light of the most radiant one, in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Divine Flame.
We invoke the loving energies of also Archangel Michael and Lord Maitreya and Lord Metatron, along with Mother here, the four musketeers of the adjustment crew, for us to have a easy navigation through this universe into, from this universe, you might say, of polarity, transformed back to the universe of oneness, where we are finished and complete and whole with the grand experiment that we together joined hand in hand, where the circle unbroken continues to this moment as we who hold the flame for freedom, that holy flame, that violet, indigo violet flame of divine alchemy within and without. So Saint Germain is right here in the room with all of us. And thank you, Mother, for coming. Greetings.
Greetings, children of Ra. The energies are indeed high with what is occurring in these moments as these two approaching anniversary along with all this 12-12 stuff. Interesting about your 12-21-2012 with what is occurring in these moments. Could it be this one, this time, now? We aren't gonna say 'cause we don't know. We are
only travelers in time. What is occurring is the fact that all the timelines are being erased of those that we would say don't have a place or purpose in the Satyuga. All of what has been being erased, and at the same time, all of you awakening to who you are in these moments now, and it is amazing, exciting to watch, yet at the same time, what is this about? It is, now is the time for peace. This is how we can interact with all of you and exchange mutual understanding and greater cooperation throughout the galaxies in the sense of this polar universe moving out and this concept of polarity gone. All of these things unfolding in these moments now, along with all of you awakening to the 0.13 Hertz your planet moving up to? It is imperative to love the frequencies as they unfold, because it is extremely hot in the kitchen for all concerned, and it is what Gaia Vaiwamas asked for. It is that puja energy that is cleansing where Kali Durga Shiva coming dance on the head of Gaia Vaiwamas, all of you feel it. And what is occurring in these moments now, all of these ones who have played with the dark hats, no more time, the train has already left, and what is occurring is the reality of what you understand as the that where we entered this story called Scorpio Black Hole long time ago, yet in our reality it was just yesterday when this occurred. And we can say, Lady Master Nada comes with the roses to create the understanding that our wayward children created this divine Leela with the intention of all of us agreeing to say we will go this far, this low in the story of the limbo. How low can you go? Well, we're here now, and it is moving upward and onward back to that oneness, and we are all one. There is this reality that is occurring with many of the different life forms here that are awakening to their divinity, and it matters not what species or gender, or whatever, how do we put it in your lingo? Only love is the answer with interacting with the various forms of life. It is the only vital key in the communication, the understanding of how this gets done. This is what the Syrian commander tried to convey in his very humble way today, talking about how do we end this divine Leela? We begin with peace. We do that by these steps already he has made it so, yet seems like nothing has occurred, and even the increase in the magnitude of what you would call the war dogs barking at the door. We would just say, smoke and mirrors, yet they think that they, would be sending most of what you understand is your sovereign militias throughout your several states? We don't think so. And the big old man knows that. Not gonna be. Yet we know that there are also stories we have heard with his own ears and many others talking about Marines deploying. Yet we also have to just say, in these moments, many things unfolded, and we will study war no more. The lion shall lie down with the lamb. Already has occurred. The fading film stars of your divine matrix that have created this are wayward children who thought they could get away with something for nothing, like your fake phantom economy that is about to fall. And yet, the lavender lad, holding it by Superman's single hair, and it will be saved. It all has to do with him. We would speak for him, yet he is not here. So we will let him speak for himself in due time.
Well, he is here. He's right here in the room, Mother.
Oh, okay. Step up to the plate, sir. We will say that this man is a very wild man, and he may just do it. Yet we will say what is occurring in all the realities that have begun with how you heal you, your planet, your climate. The understanding of these countries coming together in this place to talk about change. And it is in the sense your planet is changing in most dramatic ways. And even still, we will say it is not without its own resources of rebooting itself. And it is already occurring. And it best way we know how to describe it is the magical seeds that are about to be released that will solve many problems. Yet a few other things have to occur, like rounding up the last few great white sharks that are still playing amongst the people. They have no teeth, yet they have a lot of bark. And that bark quickly being silenced with the understanding 9/11 about to be in mainstream TV once again, as the war criminals that they are have perpetrated the final acts of self-incriminating themselves across your planet with the very acts of calling this one, saying, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Yet, what is the story here? We are all one race called humanity, and giving aid and comfort to everyone in this story. All 6, 7, how many billion? And the ones that are going, we give them aid and comfort as well in their journey on to the next Leela, that they will follow whatever that may be. Their fate is yet for them to decide what they wish to resolve in their own divine matrix of what they made as a life stream consciousness choice. All the choices are being made right now that have to do with the healing of you and this planet. And the whole idea of something called the audacity of hope, it is not just a joke, it is for real. Your planet is being transformed, you being transformed, whether you want to admit it or not. And it will occur. It already has begun and it cannot be stopped, like the Genesis Project, already been activated, and that which is not of the frequency of love will cease to exist. Hasta la vista. We pass the talking stick.
Mother.
Yes!
I just wanted to, I got a hit here while you were talking. And putting it together with what Barack Obama's speech was about. And, I mean, he told everybody that he was a Muslim.
Yes,
again,
he did.
In that speech. He was, of Islam. And I just want to bring this up because in the Moorish symbol, which is on the dollar bill, only minus a few things and inserted and changed.
Oh, they played with those funny papers.
Well, the pyramid, you know, that's on there with the Eye of Horus.
Yes.
Well, there's a separation where the capstone, which is the Eye of Horus, which are the teachings of the right eye and the left Eye of Horus. Using the teachings of how to use polarity for good. And they took that and they separated all of that knowledge from the base of the pyramid. And in the Moorish symbol for the Moorish activity, which is a, you might say it is a way that is called the way. And the way is what is the one path of all home to ascension.
Yes.
And so they separated that knowledge, and then they left the base, and in the base of the symbol for the Moors, it says Islam, and they took that out too. And then at the top, they put in God we trust, and then they put it in the hands of the corporate fascist state on that bill, when what it was really supposed to be there for was to represent that dollar was a debt, a debtor's note. And the debtor's note was to the Moors, who gave Abraham Lincoln thousands and thousands of dollars. I think it's 25,000, yet it was, that's like a lot.
25 million then.
And it was for him to actually create the Emancipation Proclamation and help get that, the war for peace established, which means that we would have to reestablish and end that separation and bring it back the way the pyramid in the symbol of the Moors is.
We will speak for him and say that there were many angels surrounding him. And
who?
Abe Lincoln and Mary Todd and the whole story, and it is a mess. It makes all my children look like cupcakes and candy compared to the murderous Collins family. Abe Lincoln was awake and aware, yet his hands were tied because he was part of the families. He saw the angels. He could do nothing to do except what he could do.
Who could do nothing?
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, I understand that. I mean, it's totally okay, though, because he contributed the one thing that the rest of us could get and pick up the gauntlet and make it right.
Yes.
And that is really connected with the Bergevin Fund of NASARA and National Economic Security and Reformation Act.
Yes.
And, you know, the true security was in following what that word Islam meant when we use the dollar. And what it means is following that law of the right eye and the left eye of Horus, which is your higher spiritual molecular structure, which is cosmic plasma. Every one of us are made out of cosmic plasmic light.
Yes.
And that separation was, you might say, the original sin of the Vatican. And it wasn't the sin of the people. And so the Islam brings that sin back to the truth, which is we are one spiritual being which is having a human experience, which means we are a divine being having a human experience. We are not a human being. We are a divine being having a human experience. And in the process, we are spiritualizing matter.
Yes.
We're spiritualizing that material girl, mother.
Yes, and we will be banking at the Bank of Saint Germain. Pass the talking stick.
Oh, God. I have a question for Mother Sekhmet. This is Beth, please.
Yes?
Mother Sekhmet, we've all been working on this meditation that was from Sananda and a gift from you. And I was wondering if you would comment to help people understand the meaning of it, please.
We would say that what is being said is the reality of how we are all coming together as balls of incredible light, healing this story right now. How that is unfolding, we would have no words other to describe it as Om Agni Padme Hum. In the understanding, we are the divine jewel in the lotus, making it so by paying it forward. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Love them even more in these moments. And we are saying that a group of folks that you have been talking about, Beth, Mark. Yes, we will just say it is unfolding and love them even more. At the same time, understand the frequencies are so incredibly high. All kinds of magic can turn, all kinds of hats around, all put it that way.
So that means more can come with us.
Yes.
Thank you, Mother.
Exactly. And Mother, I got another hit when you were talking. You know all these 30,000 soldiers going over to Afghanistan and why we are suspicious of that ever happening.
30,000 soldiers to get 100 Taliban. No, it's not going to happen.
Now what,
they are going there to protect the poppies to make sure your CIA...
Yes, that our CIA has their money so they can do the drone black operations that Miss Hillary ordered them to do in Pakistan, not Bill. Not Barack. And see what's going to happen. That's why we said it has to happen worldwide, is that instead, Hillary is already under house arrest in the United States, and that means that when Benjamin Fulford said all the Nazis are under house arrest, Hillary's grandpa, Hitler himself, is a Nazi, believe me. And so is Rahm Emanuel, and all of the Zionists of Israel. What?
Granddaughter.
I said Hitler is her, well, her grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she's the granddaughter. And across the pond, there's another participant in this direct bloodline, Angelika Merkel from Germany. And remember, the teachings of Hyperborea were twisted. They took the swastika, which is the symbol of Mother, I mean, in its good sense.
It is a symbol of the universe turning.
With love.
Yes.
And the harmony of the spheres is involved. That's the spin we're talking about, right?
Cosmic spin of all your DNA spinning at the speed of light, waking up, we pass the talking stick.
All right.
Okay. Listeners, if you would like to ask a question here, this is a time when you can call in again. The number is 530-413-4511 or 4515 or 4520. 530-413-4511. We're ready to take your calls and, Mother will answer those as well as anyone else here that's in the studio with us. So, are there any questions? I know we had one just before this began, and we asked them to wait until we finished if you want to call back in. Is there anyone in with you there in your group that would like to ask a question while we wait for the call here.
Well, Mark?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Mother Sekhmet, yesterday morning in Norway was something funny happened in the sky. Will you tell us your take on that?
Oh, you want me to explain it in plain English? That was a opening of a stargate, and there were many thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of ships that have come through, and the stories about the Russians and the missile. What can we say? Your KGB, your NSA, your CIA, they all have to create the stories to continue the lies, to make you asleep.
Hey, Mother, are those the ships of Odin?
Could be. We are not exactly aware of, in the sense, who they are, yet they are part of Ashtar Command. It is so many, we lose track of the names and the faces, yet we remember them all.
So, Mother, once they are here, will they aren't going back out of the Stargate for now. They're staying here where they will be able to decloak and to assist?
Yes, it is part of their mission to assist in helping wake this planet up and continue the healing process so that she becomes a star.
Mother Sekhmet, I have another question, please. This is Beth.
Yes.
This morning, Mark and I were called to do some work, and we felt it had something to do with the changing Earth. Do you know any more about that?
It has to do with the timelines being erased, as we call it. You call it the unraveling of the orange and the unpeeling, and then the repeeling on the other side of the story, where it goes from one tennis ball to the other tennis ball. And in that sense, all of those that wish to not take off the dark hats, as we have said, we will be seeing you on that other side of that pole.
Thank you, Mother Sekhmet.
Yes.
Mother Sekhmet, I have been getting a lot of questions about twin flames into my email box, and everyone's getting excited at this news, wondering if they're going to see their twin flame soon.
We only can say that time will tell.
Thank you, Mother, sir. You mean no time will show up, right?
No time.
Didn't you have a little bit to do, Mother, with the planning of this catalytic operation of bringing two dynamite parties together?
Yes. We don't want to turn the bed down at the moment.
We have Mary on the line here. Mary, would you like to go ahead and ask your question?
Yes, since this is a new thing, I just got home a little while ago and I missed a lot of it, and I just wondered if there's a way to be able to listen to the beginning of this at some other time, and I'm sure other people are wondering too.
Yes, this is being recorded and you can go into the archives here. We will also have them on the conference call, and they'll also be posted on Galactic Roundtable. So, you will be able to hear what you've missed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Are there any other, questions there?
Everybody's so quiet. I'll pick up here and I'll just say Mother. Now, back to Barack Obama and that pyramid on the dollar and Islam and the meaning of Islam. Now, this is about the prophets. It's about all the prophets because it's bringing back that the Holy Grail is the womb space of the birthing chamber within the body of the woman.
Yes.
And you, Mother, represent bringing that non-linearity, that non-linearity means that we're off the timeline of the wheel of karma. Karma is an illusion, everyone. It's not real. Yet, as long as we have been locked into that limitation, it's called the lock of limitation, and that lock of limitation was a playground for the dark side to just program us. And
it was lifted on 1/11/1991.
That was actually, no, 1/11/1992.
Yeah.
At first, the window was 2 months. And then 11/11 brought in this energy of which the understanding of separateness was becoming much blurred, and the waves of unity were just flooding in. That's why it's parallel universes. That's why that spirit molecule, DMT, when we purify the body, purify the heart, purify the mind, and purify the spirit, that pineal gland just comes open into a lotus flower.
And the soma comes out of the lotus flower, and the soma is the essence of what pineal pituitary gland excretes, and that is the food that sustains the body, and in a sense, it is what keeps Babaji and all the others alive sitting up in the mountains for millions of years.
And then,
soma.
Yes,
Tara? We have three callers on the line here waiting. Maybe we can take some of those and then we'll come back to you. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Big Will is on line two. We'll take your question, and then we have Darren and Tim. So, Big Will, go ahead.
Thank you, Melinda Roberts. And I want to say congratulations to Mark, Beth, Lama, and Tara for an excellent job well done on BBS Radio. I want to say that as we come upon the winter solstice, which is the 21st of December, our question is directed to Mark. Mark, what happened? Will this be our last winter solstice? I pass the talking stick.
Well, no, Big Will. A solstice will continue because it is an alignment of the heavenly bodies, and that has its own role to play in the moments still yet for us to walk through together. As we walk through these together, and we ascend the planet and all life, at that time we will be perceiving from a galactic, cosmic perspective. Then as this planet moves into a new orbit, some of these alignments will change. But until we ascend as a planet, that won't happen. So expect that to stay the same. Our sense of time will change because we are going into a zero point where we reconnect with all of our other aspects in no time. And this first shift that is happening here, this upshift, part of that is just the removal of the dark hats that will be leaving or relocating, if you want to put it that way. And so then that will lighten the planet by itself. And as we move, as we upshift onto Terra Nova, Terra Nova is crystalline structures of 5D only and above. And it's also based solely and only on love. Unity, healing, and harmony of the one with itself. So we will continue to observe because planetary in torsion field mechanics and physics, the planet's rotations, the spins of the planet have effects. So when we are aligned through and until December 21st of 2012 with galactic center, this is where the most powerful alignments we have ever experienced will occur, and we will continue to progress individually and collectively so that we'll be ready for that really cosmic beyond your perception event, which will seem so magical, because and the mystery is how can we be individually unique and all one. That mystery will be revealed as we remember who we are, what this is all about, and how we go home.
Yes. Okay, now to add
there. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, the word harmony that you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
That word harmony has to do with harmonics of the spheres and the energy of the photon belt that Alcyone sent from the Pleiades, where our home really is like a tractor beam. So on harmonic convergence in 1987, at that point in time, we weren't even in the Milky Way galaxy. We were outside its rim, and we were on our way somewhere else, and the Earth plane was going through a shakeup called Earth Changes in 1984, Gordon Michael Scallion,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to have to avert it. So in 1987, the Galactics intervened with this harmonic sound frequency, which was an upgrade to our DNA so that we could receive that photon light. And so as we went through the transition, they didn't periodically another download of this photonic light so that we wouldn't get burnt out and first hit. So that energy download is increased, and now it's rapidly increasing, and that mystical imagination of the Buddhic plane is absolutely with all of us as that pineal gland literally opens, and we're getting that final download on 12/21, when we're already in the 13th dimension, right, Mark?
Mm-hmm. And this, one thing I would ask Mother, because a lot of other people out there might be experiencing that. Today alone, Beth woke up and she was seeing fractal colors flashing before her eyes.
Mm.
Then when we worked with Metatron, I came out and that's all I was seeing tonight. Was the fractals for a very long time. So, Mother, would you care to comment on that?
It is part of the wake-up, you might say, of what is being activated in the pineal pituitary gland. In the awareness of what is occurring, everybody waking up to the inner sight, and as you were to look at the inner structure of the pituitary pineal gland, you would see all the crystalline spirals that are very much just like quartz crystal. Mm-hmm. It is part of you waking up to who you are, silica-based life forms instead of carbon-based life forms.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes!
We have a couple more people online here ready to ask questions. I see Darren from Olympia, Washington. Would you like to ask your question? Darren? We aren't hearing you. Can you speak up?
I did hear a beep, beep, beep there. Maybe he got dropped.
Tim, let's move on to you from Illinois.
Hi there.
Yes, ask your question, please.
This question is for Mother or any of the team. Compared to the house we're currently living in, I like to personally call them boxes, what can we expect from Terra Nova's living quarters? I've had to talk.
We will just say that we will be creating all kinds of magical structures, from crystalline in nature to spherical structures on Terra Nova. Whatever you want to create it right now, there is a plan already being implemented by Dr. Jock Fresco called VenusProject.com. Check it out. These are the ways cities can be built, and it only takes 7 people to run the country once all these cities are built. All the other rest of your time is devoted to waking up to the science of peace and the magic of the Siddhas. Doesn't that sound like a nicer story?
Well, and there are 4 R's that are going to be involved on Terra Nova. We all know about rest and recreation.
Yes.
And in addition, we're adding 2 more.
Would you say 4 hours?
R's.
4 R's.
R's. R.
Yes.
And the other 2 are robots and replicators. And replicators are what's going to make it possible with robots. These are intelligent machines.
Right.
And they will be able, the robots will be able to take the plans and put them into using the replicator to build instantaneous homes of total non-toxic nature. And everything else as well. So you won't be using the resources of the planet. You won't be hauling them on ships and planes and trucks and trains and all the other polluting things. They'll be made locally and in almost no time at all. A fully equipped home that will not need any trash, because another replicator will reprocess that energy. And you won't have to do your dishes because you just ask for a new one the next meal.
Not only that, you won't have to wash your clothes either. They're self-cleaning.
Okay. We have some more callers on the line here. We have Camille from Denver, and we'll take your call. And then we have someone from New York. So go ahead, Camille.
Hi, all. Thank you for your journey. I just wanted to call and make a comment and share what happened to me this weekend. I was playing with the phone while laying on my bed. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, no overhead light, and I took a few pictures facing the ceiling. And in one of the pictures, I discovered later that there was an inverted triangle with the point over the center, over the bridge of my nose, and the base just right above my eyebrows. So it was like an upside-down triangle. and then right above the triangle, you could see my third eye. A picture that I took after that was my whole face was lit up, as though a bright light was shining very closely. So I'm guessing that is how we look when we're lighting up. I just wanted to share that with you.
Very good. You are waking up to who you are, Lady Master. We thank you.
Thank you. I pass the talking stick.
We can't hear you, Lady Master. I can just hear a little bleep every so often.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to share was about how I was lighting up and...
No, not you, Camille. I'm saying the lady host. We can't hear you, lady host. There's something.
Okay.
There you are.
Can you
hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was saying several years ago, remember we had a project that Robert and I were involved with, a man who was, we were planning to put this community together and maybe have a community of 200, and it would only take 7 people to take care of everything using just the technology that we already have. So it's truly possible, even using what we already had, that we knew that this was a possibility now with the new replicators, robots, and all of the other innovations that are coming in. We know that this is an exciting time, and it'll give us time to do what we really came to do. So there is a Jolly is back online. Did you have a question from New York?
I heard another phone get dropped just earlier. I don't know if that's why.
Well, Jolly was on, and it got, and she dropped off, and it looks like she's back on.
Oh.
Jolly, can you hear me?
You're on line 2, Jolly.
Huh. Angela is on now, so we'll take Angela's question.
Hi. I just had a question for anyone that wants to answer about the timelines changing. I'm wondering, the people that aren't coming with us that need to stay in 3D, I'm wondering... You say that everything's going to stay the same for them, but I'm wondering, is a fragment of everyone going to stay back so that everything remains the same for them? Like, if I know somebody that's staying in 3D, does a fragment of me have to stay back to play along with their illusion?
We will say that they have the choice, the free will choice, to make the quantum leap that could happen in a few seconds' time, and all of a sudden they are on board. It is that way the energies move that quickly.
Well, what does that mean, Mother? Does that mean that whatever they're not ready for, they're already asking for assistance because it's an energy that...
Yes.
Is Mark? Okay.
Well, Metatron, we asked Metatron about this, and he said those who are not yet ready to join us, who have chosen not to join us just at this time,
at
they
a soul
will
level.
Yeah, yes. They will be on a 3 to 5D pathway. So that means that they will have a choice as they are able to make that choice in the next 100, 200, or 300 years on the parallel world, which they will believe nothing has changed.
Well, okay, so that the question was, will an aspect of ourselves go with them?
That's volunteers. Anyone that goes to 5D can visit that other place for family members to help them if they choose. They are not locked in to stay there. They can go visit and just whisper a word in their ear,
okay,
or it give them encouragement.
Mark, and Tara, listen, I'd like to ask Mother Sekhmet about this. Mother Sekhmet, are you able to please explain to us what Metatron was saying about projecting your physicality multidimensionally into different places, please?
Yes, we will say that when you are working with that multidimensional reality and you are going from various timelines, you can be in many places at once and nowhere at all.
And since we are the universe, Mother, then that's why it's possible for them to actually bilocate by their own choice to another reality with an aspect of our own multidimensional selves there.
As we are sitting here talking to all of you, there is another aspect of us that is feeding folks in Darfur right now. It is what we do. It is the nature of who we are.
Okay, and then the other thing is that when you're feeding folks in Darfur, and now we're doing it with you, right?
Yes.
We're being taken as we have projected our wills to travel with you.
Yes.
And other beings to assist in the aid that's needed by all the poor on the planet.
Correct.
Yes, and so that brings me to one more comment, and then we'll pass the stalking stick. There's a group of beings, they're called Ebionites, and they're from Ethiopia, and Yeshu was born in Ethiopia as an Ebionite, and that we'll continue to elaborate on that right now. So I just wanted to say that because they followed the path of Mother Sekhmet.
Yes.
Which is the power of woman equal to the man. I pass the talking stick.
Okay, well, it looks like we have Bodhi on the line here. Do you have a question?
Hi, thank you. I'll just be kind of brief. I've been reading a lot, trying to keep up with what's going on behind the scenes. You mentioned earlier, I just came in the call late, people like Kissinger and the people that are... the Rothschild family and so forth that are keeping people enslaved and, you know, killing each other and so forth. What's going to happen to those people?
They are going to the Scorpio black hole to be reconstituted as new star stuff, to put it mildly.
In other words, their embodiments into the Earth and all their timeline of lifetimes gets erased from history.
Yeah.
And that goes all the way out into the future. That's why we have beings from the future like Ranamu, who's from 175 million years in the future, in a physical body. That's her, you might say that's her multidimensional self.
Yes.
Experiencing, witnessing all that time for us, and then projecting from the future her multidimensional self into a human body on the ground right here in Santa Fe.
And with all of her abilities.
And even taking Rama through a walk through thin air only 2 weeks ago, everybody. And we all can do this, and Rama has a little experience since he's been up in the physical, in the ships, thousands and thousands of times since he was 13 in 1967, and there are millions like Rama on the ground.
Yeah, we are still teaching them how to walk on water and air.
You better keep that halo on your head.
I'm still making a big splash when I try, Mother.
Do it for a few steps, and then we end up very wet.
And, of course, we've all had, or many of us have had experiences of walking on fire. Fire walking has been around since harmonic conversions quite a bit.
Yes. We passed the talking stick.
Okay. I think I don't see any other questions online here at this time. Do any of you have any more comments, or should we have you do the meditation and just close out the call for tonight?
Mother?
We would only just say in these final moments of what you are witnessing and experiencing with the magnitude of stories that are going on. Everything from the Syrian commander accepting the Nobel Prize of Peace and others trying to do things to discredit this man by saying he is aiding and comforting the enemy, which is tantamount to treason. And we would say, put it on the other foot. We have had last 9 years of treasonous activity that are about to be are already being dealt with in these moments.
Eight, Mother. Let's not get any faster than we already saw.
Yes.
We're not going to go nine. Nope. We're in the light.
And the understanding here is that this has its final circle cycle of completion. That's why everybody's speaking up like never before. Enough shock doctrine. We got it. It's over. You're finished. We pass the talking stick. Go in peace. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam.
Well, we're grateful for all of the information and for you sharing all of this, answering all these questions for us. We'll remind you that the hard news call that Tara and Rama have on Friday evening will be on the conference call yet this week, and that's 218-486-8700 with a PIN code of 232323, and that is at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then there is a history call on the same phone number with a PIN code of 13729 on Saturday afternoon at 4:30 Eastern. So if you wish to tune in then, we will look forward to having you share a lot more information. And then let's see, it says Camille's back on the line wanting to ask one more question. So we'll go ahead and take your question, Camille, and then we'll change here. Go ahead, Camille.
Thank you. Hi, thank you. I really just wanted to say I had spoken about the picture and my face lighting up. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to try to put it on the Galactic Round Table, the GalacticRoundTable.com website of pictures so that people can see it.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
So Marita?
Yes, Mark?
I just would like to mention that we're going to have a special treat on Sunday on our call with Mother Sekhmet is going to be here on the Mark Huber afternoon call at 12 p.m. Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern time. For 3 or 4 hours, and Mother has agreed to come on and tell us what happened the previous day on 12/12. So for any of you, especially our friends in Europe who and Australia, who have a hard time getting up in the middle of the night if they want to listen, this will be convenient for them because it's a noontime our time, which is very convenient for them 9 hours later. So we welcome everyone, and we just wanted you to know we're going to be on VBS Radio, which right now this is the first inauguration of that service, but it will also be available with the telephone numbers given tonight if you want to ask a question.
And your PIN code for Sunday is 45 pound?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
That's not right. The Sunday PIN code, everybody, listen, is 81 pound.
Thank you.
Apologize. That's for Bess. I was hadn't gotten there yet. So we would remind you that 3 o'clock Eastern on Sunday will be Mark and Beth on.
And Mother.
And it will be also on BBS as well as on the conference call line. So do we want to,
yeah.
We would normally have Kathy does our closing for us, and we are grateful for all of her honored service every week. But tonight we're going to have Beth and Mark do the meditation that was given as we close out this call.
Thank you, everybody. I'm looking forward to doing this meditation with you, especially with Mother Sekhmet here with us. And so I invite you to sit back and relax and just listen. And before I begin, I want to thank our new friends at bbsradio.com. Don and Seth and Doug have done a phenomenal job in a very short period of time getting this up and running. And we had some bumps on the way tonight, and we appreciate everyone's patience. And as we get the gist of this, it will go smoother. And I have to tell you, to have a call without interference is such a blessing. And I'm so grateful to everyone there at bbsradio.com. And I invite our international listeners to check out that website, because you will find a phone number that's easy for you to use to call into on Skype. So thank you, everyone, for this new change. It's fantastic. And so now, please sit back and relax, and we'll do this meditation. This is to prepare us all for the 12-12 portal opening on December 12th. And Mother Sekhmet said tonight that as we work on this meditation, we help open more hearts and bring the possibility of more becoming awake and aware. And that is such a blessing. So thank you. And we begin. This is Sananda speaking. Please use this meditation as often as you like. Begin by taking some clearing breaths. Feel yourself begin to relax. We call together all the beings of light as we embark on this journey. Please close your eyes and feel the third eye between your brows open up. Imagine a multi-petaled lotus blossom opening up and up and up. Go deeper into the center of the flower, and as each petal blossoms, see light flowing out of the petals. Now feel your crown chakra opening at the top of your head. Feel the crown dilating and the crown opens wide. It is as a launch pad to the dimension formless form. When you see inside the open crown, there is a spacecraft waiting for you. And beyond that is the blinding light of the antimatter universe. We are leaving our earth bodies behind just for a very short time. And we are safely flying together in this craft past the 13th gateway from matter to antimatter. As we enter this space, we see light and more light. We zoom up, up, up through the dimensions, and we come to a pyramid temple. The sunlight here is very bright and feels warm and pleasant. We now walk inside the pyramid. When we go inside, we see we are standing on a crystal which is made of light. There are rainbow light colors reflecting off this crystal. In the floor and projecting rainbow colored rays on the walls of the pyramid inside. We are all standing there and smiling, enjoying the beautiful light, and some notice the gentle angel song. Now, look up into the apex of the pyramid temple, and you see there is another crystal, which is a capstone of the pyramid. This crystal, which is made of light, has many facets, and there is sunlight pouring through the capstone onto the floor. There is brilliant, bright sunlight flooding this place and connecting with the rainbow light which is in the floor. We all bask in this light together. the Pyramid Temple is a portal of creation. We come here together to amplify the 1212 Stargate love portal of light and love sent to Earth now. We begin by welcoming Mother Sekhmet to join with us here. She has requested we join here now, so any who desire this may have a healing session with her. All you must do is ask and allow. She will facilitate this healing for you. Feel Mother Sekhmet reach down into your core. She can do this for everyone at once. See her paw reaching deep, deep down inside of you and taking hold of your core fear. As she holds it, she finds the very origin of it and cuts it out and removes it. She lovingly releases your core fear to the void beyond the void, and it returns to source. Your core fear is now gone. It is dissolved, and you are free to become a new you. When we leave this place, you are free, and you need not carry that with you anymore. Thank you, Mother Sekhmet. We love you. She wrinkles her nose, smiling and blessing each of us. As we breathe in and relax deeper now, we join our thoughts together. There is love flowing from one heart to the next and on, out, back to Earth. We breathe in love into the threefold flame of our heart. With this, we feel a new reverence for all life in the trifold flame of our solar heart. With deep gratitude, we join with Saint Germain, Sunat Kumara, Ashtar, and their twin flames, and all the Kumaras, as we experience the violet flame going out over all of Earth. We now experience the oneness with all that is, and we become love, and we attract to ourselves and into our lives, and the life of every living being, love, wisdom, bliss, abundance, enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, and joy. We carry these attributes, and with them we find our own path on the master plan. With these attributes, we co-create a consensus reality of Terra Nova. Mother Sekhmet is here with us now. From her is flowing the divine love from Mother God. It is flowing freely to each one of us. As we reach up and stretch to greater service, we grasp higher the majestic force of love flowing from her and into our lives. We embrace this sacred knowledge, and we ask she teach us how to share this love and service to each other. It is with this love we co-create a new world together. We create here in this sacred place with all our brothers and sisters of light, and in all the hearts of humanity, peace, awakening, empowerment, unity, and more love. We join together to return to Earth. We are healed, restored, balanced, and ready to move forward in love. When we return from the place we have left, we return to see all of Earth is flooded with light and flooded with love. She is new, and we now remember our true identity, and we love being here on Terra Nova together. With our solar heart flames blazing, we go forward with divine gratitude for what we have accomplished together, and so it is now. Admiral Sunanda Kumara.
Well, we thank you, Beth, for doing that meditation with us, and we are grateful to BBS and all of the people who called in and are supporting us. We will mention that we have put a donation button on the Stargate Roundtable call, and that if you wish to donate, you could use PayPal, or for those of you on the phone, as we have done in the past, you may call me at 317-773-0061, or you may email me at StargateMarita, M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A, StargateMarita@gmail.com. And we thank everyone who's been supporting us, and we ask for your continued support as we expand these services, and know that the support is always there. So, Mark and Beth, do you have anything else to say here before we close out the call tonight?
Yes, Marita. Just below that PayPal button on galacticroundtable.com is another button, and that is a VBS radio button. So now you can go there and one-stop click, and you will be on VBS radio. So this is Beth finished that today. Beth, you want to say anything more?
That's great. It makes it even easier for people. And we know that Beth has been doing a lot here to help us get all of this set up, and we're thanking you for that.
Well, thank you, everybody. And I just want to say thanks for joining us, and I've really enjoyed all the questions. And everybody have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Very good. Thank everyone for being with us, and blessings on your day.